It's now 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, aiming to keep you fit as a fiddle. And here to help us do that is Andrea Metcalf. I was chuckling earlier because somebody was talking about Andrea Mitchell, who's the NBC reporter, and they've now dubbed her. Her new nickname is Angrier Mitchell, which would would not fit Andrea, because there's nothing about Andrea that is angry at all. And we have at DougSteffen.com a connection to Andrea's website. Her experience is in Australia this week. She's been walking in the rainforest, surfing the jungle, if you will. And because she is a very fit person, very interested in fitness, that's her message. She's participating in a number of events. But aside from all of that, Andrea just told us 10 o'clock at night in Australia where you are. And through the magic, the wonder of connections and all of the great things that we find available technologically in our world today, you have a great story about holding an alligator. Why would be the question. But after that, after we get through the why, what was that like? Where were you when you held the alligator?
Well, it's actually a crocodile.
A crocodile.
I'm in Cairns, Australia, and I was in the habitat for crocodiles on Green Island. Because there was a swim race there this morning that I got to participate in. And then afterwards, you got to go, you know, see the world's largest crocodile, watch them eat some meat and jump out of the water. And then I held one that was 2 feet long. So that was a real scary thing. They had to tape the mouth shut.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. So were there lots of them, or a lot of baby alligators around this time of year? Or is this a unique sort of little baby alligator? Or crocodile? What are we? Is it a crocodile?
Cuddly croc. He's very tamed because they keep him as a pet. One of the owners of the habitat, but they have probably about 20 different crocodiles, and they're really into the conservancy of crocodiles. They can get up to 5.5 to 6 meters long, and they live to 100 years old. So that's a good goal to try and live to 100, like the crocodiles.
Exactly, and have big teeth and a big mouth, right? That's the same.
And they do.
Yeah.
Did you know that crocodiles sleep with their mouth open?
Which is weird, because so does Doug.
Oh, very nice. Thank you very much. And how would you know that, Jennifer? So let's talk about if you want to be 100, that's a goal. We all ought to set goals. We have achievements that we want to accomplish. And in our lives, if we're interested in being fit and living a good, healthy lifestyle, because if you live to 100, it's worthless unless you have your health. So let's talk about that, Andrea, as a set goal. And maybe then you can talk about some of the things that you have been doing down in Australia and how it was that you set a goal, whether it was the swimming that you were involved in today. Let's take your experiences and work them into everybody's setting a goal and how we can achieve them, how you have achieved them, and how you advise people to achieve them.
Well, I think the first thing is we need to acknowledge that June 1st was National Running Day. Mm-hmm. So anyone who's ever thought about running, you know, it's never too late to start. And you don't have to run to set a goal, but, you know, 5Ks, walking and running, are a good goal to start with. And as you become more in love with the idea of exercise, because it starts to grow on you because it feels good, then you want to start looking at things like maybe a triathlon, which is why I'm down here in Australia. I'm covering the Iron Distance Cairns Challenge, which is the largest triathlon for iron distance. That's the half and full irons in the Southern Hemisphere. So that's why I'm here, seeing these pro athletes who have dedicated their lives, and some locals too, because they have competitions all through this week at this Cairns Airport Adventure Festival for like the common people like us who aren't necessarily going to do a Ironman in our lives, but maybe a little 5K, which is 3.1 miles.
All right. Cairns is C-A-I-R-N-S, and that's the name of the community. That's the city where you are. Ironman, whether it be women's events or men's events, have always fascinated me, because I wonder how you get the stamina. It really almost takes a superhuman effort, which requires a lot of training. And as you said, even somebody like you, who is so good at this sort of thing and so seasoned and trained, and you've been at it all of your adult life, so you have the stamina to do it, but you don't want to do it because, well, I suppose I should ask you rather than me put words in your mouth. How's that for an approach?
Well, I have done some of the sprint distance triathlons, which it was a goal for me to train for the summer to be able to do that, that running and swimming and biking. But for myself personally, I'm not sure I have the time to dedicate nor the discipline to really push myself beyond, which is what the iron distance do. You know, it's a 100-mile bike ride. It's a 9-hour on the average fitness event. So although I'm fascinated by it and fascinated by the people who can complete them and continue, there's like 80-year-old Thelma Bryan here that I met in Cannes, and it's C-A-I-R-N, but it's pronounced Cannes, like in the south of France.
Right.
She's doing the swim leg again, and she's, you know, 80 years old, and just doing it to finish it as a goal, as opposed to racing for time competitively. She just wants to finish the swim, and that's what she's been doing the last 30 years.
A lot of people do this, Andrea. I have friends who have done the Marine Corps Marathon here in Washington, and they don't care whether they finish it in 4 hours or 3 hours. They just want to be able to say that they were able to do it, and I finished it. And it's an amazing – I've gone to the finish line and greeted some friends who have done it, and it's an amazing accomplishment for somebody to be able to run 26 miles.
It's amazing.
And I have a friend who does these triathlons, Doug, my friend who died in California for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
He now does triathlons, and you're out there for 15, 14, 13 hours.
Bikes, swimming
– it's unbelievable.
It puts you through.
But you know what's really cool about it is the community that it builds and the spirituality and everybody there together.
There's a bond.
Even if you don't run one or do, compete in one, if you're there on the day of, you get inspired to go out and do something bigger than what you've done before.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think that's what, even if you're not into competing, if your fitness goals are to stay ahead of the curve so you can live to be healthy in 100, let's say that's your goal, and you try all these different things. But I'll tell you something, and this is not to blow smoke in your ear, but I've been thinking since you first started here with us about how you and Roberta and I were actually talking about this, the movements that you make, if you're conscious of your movements. Like when I go up and down the stairs now, I'm thinking about my quads and what happens if we walk up the stairs a certain way, almost pushing more weight on them the way that you walk, that sort of thing, or picking up stuff around the house or around the farm. I was picking up rocks in a field yesterday, and instead of just picking them up, they weigh 15, 20, 25, 30 pounds a piece, maybe 35 pounds a piece. Instead of me just picking them up and carrying them to the edge of the field for the stone wall, I'm using them as a weight, and I'm walking and I'm lifting them and using them as if they were dumbbells.
It sounds like you're in a work release program in the local prison.
I know. Not carrying rocks to the quarry.
But I'm thinking that because that's what Andrea says to do. Every step you take, there's a song there, Rizzy, if you want to find it.
Yeah, no, sure. We might as well play the game all day long.
Andrea, they're teasing me because everything that we've done today has had a song attached to it. And there's a song with almost everything. And if you take Andrea's philosophy, every step you take, every breath you take, you are working your body intelligently, then the payoff is at the end, or, the end comes a lot further down the pike than if you're not taking advantage of what Andrea has suggested. All right, here it is. Every move you make.
Walking someone too, Got
a
nice beat.
Yeah, right. This is a good walk to music. Exactly.
But, Andrea, you're so right. When I went, the first time I went to the finish of the Marine Corps Marathon, I'm looking at some of the very average people come across the finish line. And I'm like, that guy can do it. Yeah. I can certainly do it.
Right.
The thing is, that guy is doing it, and we're not.
Well, but you know what? And Jennifer, I'll tell you this. That was one of the things that motivated me to say, I can get my black belt. It's been a goal of mine for my whole life. If that guy can run 26 miles, that fat guy right there can run 26 miles, I can certainly get my butt off the couch and do it.
And that's, again, what it's about. And so, Andrea, one of the things that I think is becoming very apparent, and we were actually focused on this the other day, and I was just thinking, okay, we'll call you, but then I remembered you were down there, and so it didn't work. But in taking the haves and the have-nots, the people who are focused on their physicality, focused on their health and their well-being, and think about it intelligently. You don't have to be, Andrea's not telling you to swamp yourself with this stuff. She's telling you to use some common sense, use your head. And so there's that group, and then there's the group that, as of a month or so ago, this survey that came out saying how many people have just given up because they either don't get the message, they want to eat bad food, it tastes good, so they give up 10 years of their life. So what? I'm one of those people who doesn't care about it. I want to eat and enjoy myself. So there's not many in between anymore.
Well, it's so true. You know, I think the real message, like you were saying, Doug, is you just have to be more aware and try a little bit. Just try and get out there, move a little bit more, try and be conscious of what you're eating, really work towards eating more fruits and vegetables and things that don't have nutrition labels on them to tell you what's in them, because when they don't have a label, they're good for you. And set those goals. And if it's not for you, make it for somebody to help you. And, you know, that's why I think the Ironman distances and the triathlons and the 5Ks, when you're around that community, it just makes you want to do better.
You know what? You just said something that I'm going to carry with me. If what you're going to eat doesn't have a label on it, eat it. But that's so extraordinarily true.
Right.
That's excellent. We'll have to remember that one. All right. So you're helping us a lot, and you're going to be there, but you'll be back here next week, right? You'll be back in the States next week?
I'll be back in the USA, but I do have to tell you, this country is beautiful.
It's
people
a great
really
country.
Care about the land. They care about the ecosystem.
Yeah.
They're really supportive and warm and friendly, and I'd go down under again.
Yeah, it's a great place. I have not been there. I've been invited a few times. A great place to visit. I think you're learning a lot of good things. And their attitude toward this sort of thing obviously is similar to yours and to many of us, because they're walking, as they say, what you do is walk the talk, and you do it with a cross.
They walk about.
They walk about. So walking, Andrea Metcalf is down there. I've got
nice.
Andrea Mitchell on my mind now after I said what I just did. Walk the talk with a croc. How's that? That could be your new slogan. Walk the talk with a croc. Walk the talk with a croc. There it is. All right, Andrea, be safe. Thank you. Take good care. Andrea Metcalf, down with her experiences in Australia. Isn't it great, though, technology and information and all of that stuff tied together?
So what time is it there?
Goodness. 10 o'clock, 10:20 at night in Australia on Thursday.
Is there a studio audience with her?
Well, she's out with her. I've learned this about Andrea. She is completely... I think the word is feckless. She is absolutely not afraid of anything. She'll try anything. She'll go anywhere. I'm betting that she's got her laptop out at some event.
Yeah.
And that's where
next
she's
to the pool or something.
Yeah, whatever is going on. So, very cool. You know what? Listening to her and talking about the haves and the have-nots, of the wills and the won'ts, as far as your shape is concerned, makes me think how much better off we are because of MetaFast, how much better off we are as a group on the program, and people who have been following our suggestion. This is another way for you to maintain your health, your lifestyle, and to live to be 100. And that's what Andrea is talking about, the goal. You want to live to be 100? I want to live to be 100. So how do you do it? You exercise, you have the right weight, and you get there in part by help using MetaFast. Call 800-506-4115. Save $50 if you use Dr. Ken. Get on the program, MetaFast, 800-506-4115.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Me, y'all. Help me.
Oh,
help me.
Help me now.
Help me now.
Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Somebody help me. Help me. Help me.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Let me take you there.
Let me.
Ah, my God, this is a great song. Isn't it great how much we can find, we can pull from all kinds of music and find it to our liking or our taste? Listen to this. Listen to this. The philosophy, the spiritual philosophy of this. Staple Singers. I remember a song from 1972, number one during this week in 1972.
Not a whole lot going on here. It's just fun.
It's just them. Right, exactly. That's all it is. They're just getting in the studio and have a little fun. Is this called jamming? I think this is called jamming.
Jam band.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of.
Yeah, that's soul jam. Yeah, there it is. Oh, my God, you're so funny.
It's kind of jam band.
I'm
more
jam banning.
In the gospel sense.
Oh, yeah, gospel jam band. What's wrong with that?
There you go.
Yeah. These people absolutely have. Can't sit still this time. I know some places. I want you to take me there. Richie, you won't mind if I don't really get too excited about you taking me there.
Nah, that's all right. You know, this is basically, this is just them getting in the studio saying, okay, we've got a tempo, a rhythm, and a hook.
Yeah.
And we're just going to do it over and over again and just kind of jam it for a little while.
And they sell a million copies of it, become number one.
Right, which is kind of like how Ray Charles did I Got a Woman and What I Say.
Yeah.
As he just
What I Say
needed to fill 2 minutes and right. Said, okay, let's just go.
Leave the recorder on.
Yep.
We could be playing Crocodile Rock after our conversation with Andrea Metcalf down in.
Jeez.
Well, we could. She held a crocodile, and I think that was from Captain Fantastic. I remember that. Captain Fantastic had Crocodile Rock in it, and that was also a big song on the state in the same year. I think it was 1972, wasn't it?
Two or four.
Somewhere in this era. So this is for Andrea. Our star down in Australia. From Captain Fantastic. Isn't that the best album? Didn't you tell me that you thought that was the best album you ever did?
I'm actually partial to Goodbye.
Okay.
But yeah, this is definitely classic.
All right, happiness is our mood here on Good Day. 26 and change past the hour. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Dr. Ken will join us in the next half hour for a daily dose of important medical information, some email feedback, listener feedback. That's what we should call this now. Listener feedback, not email, because it's not just email. It's all this other stuff. Jeff Alex, who is in State College, Pennsylvania, listening to us there now. Just a note to say I'm hooked on your program. Seems to get more interesting every day, but one warning. Oop, here's the warning.
Here you go.
Seems when you try to be serious, the listeners go away.
It's true.
So do the co-hosts, Jeff.
Keep it light with material.
You know, I usually don't like guys with two first names, but Jeff, you're all right on my list.
He's not a smart Alec. He's a Jeff Alec.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. So let's see. What else have we got here? From Darla Bernot, B-E-R-N-O-T. I was listening when you were talking about Memorial Day, Armed Forces Day, Armistice Day. I didn't hear the end of the program to hear if anybody called in with more information. But actually, she apologized. But there were some calls that sort of helped us understand. But here, let's read what she says. Armed Forces Day, said is the third Saturday in May to honor those currently serving in the military. Right. Armistice Day, known as Veterans Day, celebrated on November 11th, commemorates the signing of the armistice ending World War I. The 11th month, the 11th day, 11th hour. This day honors those who have served in the past and are still living. Memorial Day is to remember those who have given their lives. So thank you, Darla, for explaining that.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Although the risk of being caught in a tsunami is still very low, it never hurts to be prepared. So here's how you can do just that. The good news is that tsunamis are usually preceded by a noticeable ground shift. Following the devastating Indian Ocean tsunami in 2004, experts have actually improved the warning and awareness systems. Ask your hotel what kind of evacuation and warning protocol they have in place. Is there a siren set up around the public beaches? Also ask about emergency exits and how you can get to higher ground within 15 minutes on foot if necessary. There's even a phone app called Quake Watch, which shows earthquakes of magnitude 1 and larger around the world. Of course, there's no point in being so to travel, so do me a favor, put the phone app away. The more prepared you are, the less you have to worry in case of an actual emergency. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Lots of news. Dr. Ken joins us in a few minutes here with his daily dose of important medical information. For those of you who are interested in our conversation about the baby boomers and how much money has been saved by the average boomer for retirement, the number is $140,000. And by the time you hit that number, Richie,
what's the last year, year or two?
The number, yeah, if you're lucky. I was, well, never mind. It's just, that's not it.
No, no.
It ain't going to go very far, especially with the price of fuel and the other things that are food, that kind of stuff going up. 78 million baby boomers now who are beginning to hit retirement age. By the time you get there, Richie, there will be 118 million people who will be alive and at retirement age.
You know,
can you imagine that? That's one. That'll be one-third of the population of the country will be over 55 to
and
60.
And my kids are going to have to support us.
Well, no,
they
you just have to keep working. No, you just keep working.
Stick around
with me, Richie. I'm not stopping, so you can just hang around.
No. But I was thinking about this this morning. My neighbor was supposed to go fishing this week with a couple of his buddies, and I saw him yesterday, and I'm like, what are you still doing here? He says, my aunt, who is basically, when he moved to this area, lived with her, and she helped kind of raise him from college age up.
Yeah.
Fell down in the nursing home the other day and broke her arm, and then he got a call the day after she fell out of her bed and broke her hip and had surgery yesterday.
Oh,
here's a woman who's in a nursing home who's in mid-stage dementia and is going through surgery and is going to have to do rehab.
How old is she?
She's probably 85, I would guess, something like that, 84.
And you don't sponsor rehab.
No, they don't. And, you know, you start thinking about, we always have these conversations about these death panels and all that stuff and how people are going to look and see whether it's worth spending the money. But sometimes how cruel is it? And I'm not a big fan of
keep people moving
assisted
or going
suicide.
They ought
to
be gone.
The death panels, I'm against the government telling you whether you should spend money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, at a certain point, this poor woman, God, that's got
to
be.
At a certain point, and I had to do this with my mother
You have to let someone
Your mom's
die.
The perfect yep. example, yes.
And
quality of life.
It killed me, and it was 3 weeks of agony, but I had to let her go.
Roberta, we've been talking about this, you and I have been talking about it, and I know how it's upset you. I've never grieved for my mother. My mother died at the age of 50. I was 21, 22 at the time.
Wow.
And I stayed with her because my sisters were gone. My father wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
But to watch her die, it was 4 or 5 years of just the oxygen, the agony, to see her body become basically nothing. And when you think about it, she was in her 40s when it all started, and she was dead at the age of 50. And to watch that and think about it, and I was just relieved at the time. And I thought about it because this year, when I went over actually to the cemetery the other day, I was thinking, this is her 50th year. She's been dead for 50 years.
Wow.
And it's just, you think about it. I'm sorry, she's been dead for 40 years.
But so you're not 72, Doug.
No, I was going to say, good God. But the essence of what goes on in those circumstances, you had the opportunity because you had the presence of mind to grieve. I was not anything other than eager for her to die because she was so miserable and it was so awful to watch what was going on. And, you think about it. What can you do? When my father got sick and it was very clear that he wasn't going to recover under any circumstance, I just said to the nurses, my sisters knew it. I told my sisters what I was going to do. And I told Frances, the stepmother, that I asked them to increase the morphine dose to the point where he would stop breathing. Mm-hmm. And they, they're not going to ever admit to it. They're not going to tell you that.
Oh, no. That's the secret of hospice.
Out. Right.
Yeah.
Just increase it
and
so
they
that,
probably didn't have hospice with your mother, right?
No. My mother was, my no, mother died.
This thing. No.
My mother died. Well, she stayed at home until the last 3 or 4 days, and then she went to the hospital because she couldn't literally breathe. And I've told the story a number of times on the air, although somebody encouraged me to do this because there was a description of what happens to people when they die of what her problem was. She had emphysema, but she died of blood poisoning because the lungs were so dysfunctional, you couldn't get the bad stuff. The lungs are there to purify your blood.
Right.
Man,
yeah.
is this show just taking a turn for the worst.
Well, but here's how we turn it around.
We're just having so much fun.
At DougStephan.com today, there is page 2 of the discussion of the cancer cell phone debate and discussion. Yesterday, we asked the question whether the news of the fact that cancer could be caused by the cell phone, would that change your usage? And 42% said maybe, 20% said they didn't have a cell phone, and 9% said I'm all done, I'm not using them anymore. So now the further discussion of this, because the talk radio programs that I listened to yesterday and that we monitor for the countdown were loaded with conversations. People, scientists would come on, consumers, folks came on these radio programs, folks from the World Health Organization that came up with this study on cell phones and cancer and what they do to put you at risk. So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks if you're concerned about getting cancer from your cell phone. A, yes, and I'm going to cut down on how much of it I use. B, a little bit, but I'm not completely convinced they've done enough research on this yet. C, not really. They're just trying to scare us. And D, no, and I still smoke as well.
My answer's not in here.
What's your answer?
I'm going to find a smarter way to use my cell phone.
Well, here's the latest. This is the latest wrinkle on this. Apparently, the most danger is done in the car when you are traveling in an area where there are not a lot of cell phone towers. And the cell phones are searching for a tower. Now, I say this because it's extraordinarily self-serving at this point, because I'm putting the cell tower up on the farm, because we have very bad cell service here in my part of town. And I'm being looked upon as a hero because of the fact that there's such bad cell service in this part of town. And it's being put in an area of the farm, you can't see it. It has no, there's not going to be any interference with anybody's life. But I was just thinking about this and how it could be sold intelligently as a way to keep people from getting sick, because this seems to be part, which nobody was talking about yesterday. The information is, and I'm going to ask Ken about this, that the cell phone reaches harder, works harder in your car. So imagine you've got a car full of kids, and you got the cell phone in there, and it's working to find a connection. You're using it. What are you doing to your children? That's the question that I would ask.
Yeah, but your children are...
Any difference, apparently, Richie.
Yeah, I mean, well, Doug, I mean, the cell phone being within proximity of you is not going to give you the cancer. It's you.
How do you know that? You don't know that. You don't know that.
Well, then why are you still using a cell phone? You're killing yourself, man.
I am. I stick it in my pocket, and I'm going to try to find a wire that I can stick in my ear for something that is... I don't like those the Bluetooths or whatever they are.
Right.
They look stupid.
Yeah, they do look stupid.
Yeah, but there's got to be some way.
My dad wears one of those. I'm like, get that thing out of your ear.
Stop it.
Also...
These things won't get cancer in
at DougStephan.com today, Warren Eckstein... Bottom of the page, the home page at DougStephan.com, the Better Living Box, Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, has a story about a sacred white buffalo that was born in Texas.
Solid.
Marvelous. Oh, marvelous. And there's more on Andrea's trip to Australia, which we were talking about earlier.
Sacred. Doesn't white, I mean, in dogs, I know to breed a
albino
dog, it has to be inbred.
Yeah. It's whatever it is. It's unusual. Mm. Tom Parsons has a summer airfare special story. You can get $29 fares. My God, where are you going to get that? I just bought a ticket to go out west for a couple of days, and it was through the roof. Ola.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It sure is. Yep.
Yeah, I just looked at tickets for Orlando in July. $400.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And who wants to go to Orlando in July?
Yeah.
It's 180 degrees.
Well, I'm going for the Harry Potter convention with my daughter. She wants to go.
All right. A couple of...
Hi, my name's Myrna.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so here we have a couple of other videos that I want you... to look at DougStephan.com. The video of the day today is as amazing a piece of video. Richie, you'll be everybody's going to be fascinated. There's no audio that goes with this.
No, there isn't.
It shows the future, not too distant future, according to Corning, the glass company, how your life will be. It is amazing. And I don't use that word a lot. I do not understate what this video will demonstrate. If you look at the video of the day today, the way that we will live our lives, what our homes will be like, what our cars will be like, what our offices will be like, and this is maybe 10, 14, 15 years down the road.
Corning, these are the guys who make the
glass,
the dishes that we cook in.
Yeah, but they're glass. They're big glass people. They do windshields and all that sort of thing. It's really an amazing piece of information. Okay, so we have that. The other thing that I want you to see there, the story out of Michigan about somebody who bought, this is also, there's a, at DougStephan.com, what's new, you'll see the picture of a receipt. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. The story about somebody who bought 6 lobsters, 2 porterhouse steaks, and a 25-pack of Mountain Dew with their food stamps.
Wow.
6 lobsters, 2 porterhouse steaks, and 24-pack carton of Mountain Dew with their food stamps. And it says on the receipt, paid for with food stamps.
Wow.
It will blow you away.
Oh, this Corning thing is cool.
Isn't it cool? Yeah, it's very cool.
Oh, wow, look at the stove.
Yeah, very cool. Yep.
I like the computer in the bathroom mirror.
Yeah, yep. All right, so anyway, that's a couple of extra things there for you to conjure up or to cogitate about at DougStephan.com. Speaking of thinking, which is the other word for cogitating, if you're cogitating your thinking, we've got one of the big thinkers in medicine with us in a moment, Dr. Cannon, the Daily Dose of Important Medical Info, up next on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden?
7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Sold! American, Dr. Ken Kronos, a good American in his own stead, is here.
I am.
The medical aid. You are a good American.
Thank you.
Yes, you are. And that doesn't mean you're the same good American that Sean is. Sean likes to refer to his listeners as good Americans.
I just love my country.
Yeah, well, then there's a whole thing about that. What is the definition of that? And we can probably discuss that, not at this moment in time, because this is the time for you to shine with all this information, the E. coli update and the reference to what's going on in Europe. There's a big outbreak there. Nobody knows what's causing it. So we'll talk about that in a minute after we get you to be pain-free. And you get that with Salon Pause. Go to drkenshow.com. Get this free patch. No prescription necessary. No pills necessary. Ken recommends it in his practice. So what more do we need to know, Ken?
I love improvements. I love medications that are proven to be safe and effective. This is a way to get rid of that pain from the bones, the joints, the muscles, without taking the pills through the body and irritating and getting those unexpected harsh consequences. This is the real thing. Its effectiveness lasts up to 12 hours, and you won't have any problems with irritation in your bowel or in your stomach.
Ken has produced a special newsletter on pain, which you can go to by going either to DougStephan.com, click on Ken's picture in the contributors box, or you can get it at DrKenshow.com, explaining all of the things that are going on and why you have pain here and there. Some people have had it for years, decades, in fact. Relieve yourself by going to DrKenshow.com. Hey, that's not the right choice of words, but you get the point. At any rate, yeah, I knew Jennifer would be right there with her chuckle, cackle. Salon Pause, and what it brings to you, it's a great alternative. It works, it works, it works. Get a free patch at DrKenshow.com. Look for the Salon Pause logo. So what do we have here? This German E. coli shows you how tough it is. You know how I'm dealing with it all the time with the milk business, and it's a pesky thing because there are so many different strains of it, Ken, right?
Doug, not to alarm our listeners or anyone, but this is a huge story, and it's just not going away. The World Health Organization announced just this morning that this is a unique E. coli never, ever seen before. My advice is if you're going to Germany, avoid the raw cucumbers, lettuce, and tomatoes. This has actually killed about 18 people. It's hospitalized about 1,200 people, and over 400 people have gotten this horrible, rare kidney problem called hemolytic uremic syndrome, all from this E. coli, which has never been seen before, and it's believed that it's coming from European vegetables.
Yeah.
But just be cautious. This is not going away. Two Americans who went to Germany came back to America with this. So far, all of the people who've come down with this E. coli have been in Germany.
Sleep apnea and weight loss. What's the connection?
This is very hopeful news. Sleep apnea, that's when you stop breathing. It can lead to high blood pressure, cancer. It can lead to heart disease. We know that obesity is a risk factor. The news this week is that actually losing weight can lower the risk and actually help treat it.
All right. And all the more reason for you to get on the MetaFast diet, weight loss, improving your sleep, become a MetaFast, I guess we would say, convert. A lot of people, Richie got a couple of people signed up yesterday. Roberta's talked her friends into it. Check out MetaFast at 800-506-4115. You will lose the weight.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanofSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get into our movie moments portion of the program, studying movies, DVDs, video of all sorts with Chuck Curry, who has Entertainment Today and Beyond. If you're clicking on Chuck's picture, he's a handsome dude right there in the contributors box. Homepage, DougStephan.com, brings you to Entertainment Today and Beyond. You get Chuck's thinking about some of the things, and if you've learned nothing else from Chuck over the years, you know that he has very strong opinions about some things, and really has become an expert in certain genre, the movie genre, if you will. That was Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel from The Graduate, number one during this week in 1968. That is the movie and the song. How many of us remember that picture of Anne Bancroft, who was 40-something at the time, and Dustin Hoffman, who was 21 or 22 at the time, and made him an instant star. And the story, of course, has become, it's the punchline for how many jokes and stories, yada, yada. So that was a great influence on American pop culture.
Sure was.
As is the movie in question today. This movie is the number one movie from this week in 1985, again, sort of starring a cultural icon. Richie will get this in about 2 seconds.
Well, let's see how long. That's how long the first clip is, so let's see.
All right, here's the first clip.
Name's Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
Ah, got it.
Easy.
Yeah. Did you remember my car just hit a water buffalo. May I borrow your towel?
Didn't my friend star in this?
Georgia folks.
No.
Chucker, is this this easy? Is this too easy, Chucker, or not?
It's fairly easy, I think.
Easy. 800-510-8255. Good movie for this time of year, especially. It's a great drive-in movie when there still were drive-ins around. 800-510-TALK. Maybe I'm dating myself with that, but I think when this movie was big, it was an important part of...
You probably thought this was a...
This is a James Bond. No, well, I was stupid, but it's still But the title you could get at that time, there were movies all over the place with guys like James Coburn who were being silly secret agents.
Right.
70s and 80s saw all of that stuff. Anyway, what's the name of this movie? 800-510-8255. Next clue?
You shoot me, you're liable to lose a lot of those humanitarian awards.
What happened? He's not on a television show anymore.
He is on a television show.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's on NBC television, one of their bigger
which
hits.
Which was renewed.
Which was renewed, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Last clue.
You know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's since I'm not doing any calisthenics.
River.
You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel
100%.
River.
800. 510-8255. All right, that's enough of it. 800-510-TALK. Know the answer, and you haven't ever done anything with us on Movie Moments before, here's your chance to win. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Name's Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
All right. Is that his real name? I mean, he's not. That's not a play on our pal.
It is a play on our pal. Right. Yeah, he used to come up with alternative names, and he would just make them up on the fly in this movie, yeah.
All right, Chucker, what's happening?
Got some TV news of interest. Movie actor Josh Lucas, best known for films like Sweet Home Alabama and the star of the Poseidon, in final negotiations to star in an NBC mid-season drama, The Firm, a TV show based on the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Other news, NBC's The Event, which started out great in the ratings and then got canceled, reportedly might be picked up by the Sci-Fi Channel as a miniseries, and then if it does well, back to a TV show. I liked The Event when it first started, but I thought it got worse and worse creatively. And
where do you go with it? It's hard to – where do you go? I mean, they're going to blow everything up. So what happens after that?
Well, yeah, I didn't see the last few episodes, but I guess they could target it to a young demographic on the sci-fi channel, so they might find it appealing. One bit of movie news, Doug. Legendary Pictures finalizing a deal to produce a biopic based on the life of the late Jackie Robinson, the first player to break the color barrier, Major League Baseball.
That'd be cool.
Spike Lee wanted to do this film about 10 years ago with Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, absolutely perfect.
Never materialized.
Yeah, that'd be great. Great, great, great. You can see it coming now. Tim, our second connection to State College, Pennsylvania today. How are you doing, Tim?
Oh, no, Jim. Very good. Thank you.
Oh, Jim. Sorry about that. Well, we got the IM possible. Anyway, what's the name of that movie?
Oh, it's got to be Fletch.
Fletch.
Got to be.
The number one movie this week in 1985. You get the prize, sir. Thank you very much. Say hi to all our friends in State College. Hold on a second, Moon River. Good.
And reason.